listen to the Asheville band Town Mountain, and you'll hear mandolin, banjo, the twang and the harmonies, all the markers of bluegrass.
Just let your neighbors make your mind up for you.
But listen a little more closely. There are socially conscious lyrics, and on the new album, a drummer. From early on, band members say Town Mountain never quite fit within the bounds of traditional bluegrass.
We weren't like close to the sound that super traditional bluegrass festivals wanted to hear, or those song content. Honestly, we didn't play really any much gospel music, and then, you know, our songs were a lot about drinking and being on the road.
But six albums into their career, Town Mountain has carved a niche in the broader world of country and bluegrass. They've performed several times at Merlefest, the Grand Ole Opry, and Nashville's Ryman Auditorium, all of them badges of credibility and wider acceptance.
Persistence, hanging around, continuing to create new music and new records, that played a big role in it.
Robert Greer is a founding vocalist and guitarist in the band, and Phil Barker stepped on board after the first album to sing and play mandolin. Both are key songwriters for Town Mountain.
Phil writes a lot of songs. I feel like some of the times when he presents a song to me and he asks me to sing the song that he wrote, I feel like he wrote that song specifically for me. I think that's a strength of a songwriter.
For Barker, joining Town Mountain fulfilled a sort of vision quest. He grew up in Greenville, South Carolina, and learned to play guitar during the height of the grunge movement, and he soon gravitated to the Grateful Dead and the bluegrass band Jerry Garcia performed in on the side. At a friend's invitation, he moved to North Texas after graduating college to form a bluegrass band.
I was definitely thinking I was in the wrong town. I could tell because there just wasn't enough of this type of music around for people to even know what it is, let alone start to appreciate it.
Still, Barker was committed to finding a life in bluegrass, and that commitment brought him to Asheville 15 years ago. He showed up to jam nights at Jack of the Wood and formed a bluegrass band called Steel String Theory with his friend from Texas. They made records, but the group stalled. His friend moved away, and Barker met the members of Town Mountain. From the beginning, Barker brought a different dimension to the band's music. A handful of his songs touch on environmental issues, particularly the effects of logging and strip mining. Others are more personal.
I remember the first song I brought to the band was one that I'd written after I'd gotten denied health insurance coverage for the third time or something, and I was broke and like in a bind. And that's a song called Ruination Line that we've been playing for a while. Lyrically, we'd like to have something with a little more depth and maybe a little bit more relevant.
Town Mountain also goes against the grain of the flashy string work found in most contemporary bluegrass by staying in a mid-tempo pocket, emphasizing harmonies and danceable songs.
We're not really a breakdown bluegrass band, you know. You know, we're not 180 beats per minute all the time, and that's not our strength. We also have a gauge on what is going to work well for us, and I think that's what we aim for when we're writing music.
The new record, New Freedom Blues, is the band's first with a drummer.
It's fun to play with drums. It warms up the rhythm section. There are still a lot of people who have a lot of hostility towards drums and bluegrass. And Town Mountain, you know, we're not some of those people. We love playing with drums.
Despite their commitment to their own music, Town Mountain's most popular recorded song and the fuel behind breaking to national attention is a cover of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. The band can only hope its new material finds as much traction.
We can only write about what we're living through. We could break any of the rules, definitely, but, you know, deep down we all still love really well-played bluegrass music.
Town Mountain already performed its local record release show, but if you don't mind the drive, you can catch the band along its current tour November 30th in Greer, South Carolina, and December 1st in Winston-Salem. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.